Hey everybody, we're the Regular Joes here on YaSports.net. As always, with Sam Tripoli, Rob Cardino, Big Earl Skakel, I'm Joe Bartnick. We're talking sports and a little of everything else down here at Barney's Beanery, where we love the beers, although we got Cokes today, and of course the lovely whores.
Oh, holla!
It is the end of the NFL season. We're looking forward to the playoffs. We got four games on tap. We're not going to give predictions because by the time you see this, it'll be over anyway. But there's four dogs. I like all four dogs. I wouldn't bet all four dogs, but I think all four dogs have a chance, especially Dallas and especially the Giants, although I picked the Giants to win the Super Bowl or play the Steelers, and they've sucked all year. We can still say that on this show, but I don't think they're going to beat Philly, but I think they got a puncher's chance.
The only thing saving you is my pick for the Raiders. I got something right. They'll be number one pick. That's the only thing I got right now.
I think Larry Johnson will run the ball all day on Indianapolis, but I think Peyton will put up enough points. And I don't like the Jets, who are just vanilla, beating Tom Brady. Sam Tripoli, which dog do you like, or do you like all the favorites? You're gonna play.
I think this is gonna be. I'm hoping for upsets. I mean, this is a guy who picked Jackie Butler to be a major force in the NBA, and he quit. He hasn't played a minute yet this season. I think, you know, again, LJ is gonna go crazy, but I don't see Peyton Manning going out in the first round. I think like his pride is on the line now. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he's got to go far in the playoffs just so he isn't called a bust. I think Dallas got a great time. I think they got a good chance. I'm hoping the Giants beat Philly, but I don't know. When you got a great gay quarterback like Jeff Garcia, so flaming gay, I mean, like in the old NBA jams, he's on fire! You know what I'm saying?
He's just so happy to be under center.
Oh, he's so happy. How many delayed games does that guy get called? You know what I'm saying? So
he's just keeping his hands warm in Philly.
Yeah.
Give the guy a break.
He could get called for being offside every play.
Like, Philadelphia must be in such a weird place because, like, you know, they're winning, so they're happy, but they totally have a gay man running their team. So, you know, it's just killing those guys.
It proved my point about Donovan McNabb, though. Dude, overrated.
I mean, it's amazing.
Rob Cardino.
You know, why can't...
What dog do you like? No dog.
There's so many dogs, though. Like, you just look at this first round, and, like, you got the Jets, the Giants, Seattle, Dallas, Philly. Like, none of these teams, I don't feel like any of them deserve to win or even be in the playoffs.
That's
like,
why all the dogs have a chance.
Yeah.
Because no one team is great except maybe, I think, Uncle Ray in Baltimore, because Steve McNair is one of the only guys.
San Diego's solid,
but I want it. Is Marty going to win a game?
New Orleans.
That matters. Is Sean Payton going to win? You know, someone has to step up.
And even Chicago.
Some good games. What are you talking about?
Well,
he went in Dallas. He smacked Dallas.
That's not the playoffs.
I just think you're looking at a team.
That was a thorough beating.
Tom Brady just said this week there's a different intensity in the playoffs.
Well, that's why the Bears, I mean, you could say what you want about Grossman and their offense, but who wants to go into Chicago and play against that defense?
Especially when it's going to be freezing, dude. It's like people in Chicago, you can move. I always tell them, you don't have to live there. There's warm places. But I just don't think, I love Grossman, I just don't think that he has it, man, just to lead them deep into the playoffs.
Was he in your
fantasy league?
Yeah, okay. There had to be some salient point why you would say that is almost as immaculately crazy as saying that Mr. Butler would make an impact on
the
NBA.
He's a good player.
I can't wait to run these tapes on Rex Grossman. Earl Skankel, we have not given you the floor on your favorite dog this week. Who is your favorite dog, or don't you like any of them?
Well, Grossman was my favorite character on Chips.
Google.
Seeing that I predicted a Steelers-Saints Super Bowl, I'd like to pass on my playoff predictions and say that two Raiders will be arrested for rape in the
There we go.
Go Chargers.
I used to like to play a game called Guess Which Player Gets Busted with a Hooker. Like, how many Super Bowls in a row was there a player busted with a hooker?
It was Ray Buchanan, who actually won the NFL Man of the Year. that afternoon, then went and got caught with a hooker that night.
Is that
night.
the Atlanta Falcons?
Please tell me at some point when you become so big that you just get to tap ass. I don't get it. Why do you have to pay for it? I don't. You should just point at shit. Even like backup kicker.
No, but see, I'm a...
You, naked, now.
I disagree with you on that because I think the whole point is to pay somebody, and that's what Kobe did wrong. Not to reinvent history, but that's why you get hookers.
He didn't even wear a condom.
You get the hooker, you're paying for them to leave, no questions asked, come in, here's the money, see you later.
Exactly.
This is a guy who got his wedding ring at Zales. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you're not a Laker and go to the mall. Anybody with me on that one?
I don't know. Well, he's like
Fox Hills Mall.
Oh, that is
bad. It was like 15 when he got married. I mean, true. You know, he probably wasn't allowed in the what? Yeah, I don't know. I'll keep going on that one. The General. Past Dean Smith. Anyone here would have liked to have played for the General? Bobby Knight? Even back in Indiana?
I would have went on that show he had, that ESPN show.
That kid's still on that team.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Does he play?
No, of course not. They're 500. But it was funny because he was standing right behind Knight, the kid who won.
So, hold on. They got a good record. I'm so glad UNLV didn't. They didn't get the record on UNLV. We got 10 wins in a row, bro. 10 wins.
There you go.
We're going back to the tourney. I like Bob Knight. You know what? Smack some players, dude. I'm tired of the babies. Smack some players. Anybody but Duke. You know, I wish Indiana would just go up there and punch Mike K right in the face.
And you know what? And these Krzyzewskis and... I don't want to see Dean Smith, but these guys, like, Knight's players graduate. You know what I mean? He takes four-year players. These guys are, like, one and done in the NBA. They're not educators. There's none of this bullshit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Bobby Knight had one Hall of Famer in 880 wins. You know how many Dean Smith had? Like, 12.
Right, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Bobby Knight coaches white players.
Not at Texas Tech.
How many accountants?
I mean, they all ride the bench. I mean, the General's not a fool.
Yeah.
You don't get 880 wins playing your white boy team.
Yeah, well, when you're in Indiana, there's a lot of white guys to choose from.
Well,
Texas Tech.
You get your shooting guards are white.
Yeah.
But your rebound, I mean, except for Uwe Blob. Remember him?
You wouldn't think the shooting guards would be the white guys, would you?
I do a joke about how I like to date black chicks because I like to have kids because interracial kids are always good looking, and plus college is so expensive, I need a scholarship, right? And people get so offended about me. Like I'm saying something mean. Like, am I the only one that thinks black's a better athlete? Am I the only one in America that thinks that?
Charlie Weiss doesn't.
Yeah,
Charlie Weiss needs a few black guys that can pass the SATs cast.
Because you know what, Greg Oden, this wasn't hard work and dedication, man. This guy was squirted out with a basket.
That guy was five when he came out of the womb. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He has Social Security right now?
He looks like Ed Bradley. Yeah. I swear to God. I mean, like, Ed Bradley, like, I mean, the deceased, but I mean, like 5 years ago. Yeah. Young Vietnam Ed Bradley, like 60 Minutes
dude,
Ed Bradley.
David Booty for the USC, dude, that guy looks like he's done two tours of Knob. Yeah. Have you seen that, dude? It's like, that's an old man playing football.
See your hairline on that, man. Yeah.
This guy's like Odin, you know, like, kids would stand outside the liquor store waiting for him to go in.
Yeah, that guy's been drinking at the bar since 12.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Odin, who I thought looked spectacular against all the cupcakes they were playing, got served.
He's playing with his left hand. He's a right-handed. He's playing with his left hand. They got great athletes.
Joe Kim Noah will last as long in the NBA as Mr. Butler.
I'm not saying that.
And
it's Mr. Butler.
And Horford was playing on like one leg.
Hey, yeah, but
I've used my left hand and I've gotten the job done. No,
that's
a little different. That's a different game.
Yeah, that's pocket pool.
Are you going for gold? Dude, that kid's going to be great because he reminds me of... You ever watch Shaq back when he first got into the league?
Oh, he's better than Shaq right now.
Like, the way Shaq used to jump. Like, watch Shaq in his first All-Star game. Go on, like, YouTube or something like that. That kid was killing people. That's what Odin's going to do.
Oh, but Odin has the footwork of Elijah Wan. I mean, Shaq, when he was at LSU wearing a t-shirt, him and... remember the guy in...
Jackson.
Yeah, they didn't... he was just a big, fat slob that just kind of overtook people. He wasn't doing like what Odin was doing. And I give Odin credit. He's a freshman. And he's on the big stage. He doesn't have the exact team around him that's great. But, I mean, he got he got beat bad. I mean, Horford was crippled.
No, it was the first time he played athletes that were on his level.
Exactly.
I mean, but he's going to be great, dude.
I definitely think so. I'm just making the point that he got kind of taken. I'll tell you who's going to get taken is Pitt. Look, I mean, Cupcake City, the only two teams they played, they got destroyed by Wisconsin. You talk about white guys. Wisconsin, I hate watching Big Ten basketball. It's terrible. Bunch of slow white guys. And they wonder why they never win except for maybe Michigan.
All I got to say is Big East football is the bomb. And everybody's talking the caca about them. And they went in, they put smackdowns on everybody.
They lost,
Hoya Paranormal. What's that?
I don't think the Big East has lost.
Not once, dude. And the ACC sucks it. Boston College would have lost if they hadn't fumbled that stupid thing at the end by Navy. Dude, the ACC bites. The Big East is back in full effect, dog.
I love... To me, college basketball is Big East basketball.
Woo! Hoya paranoia!
But the football, I can't. I mean, I mean, do you think those teams are going to go into Michigan?
Yeah.
And win?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I do.
Look at Notre. Like Notre Dame.
I want to see Rutgers go into Michigan.
Set it up. Set it up.
They're winning, though. I mean,
The regular Joes is going to sponsor.
Yeah, we're going to set up
the Rutgers Michigan game.
Let's get like a Sega. Let's get some PlayStation.
Lloyd Carr needs that game because he wants to win a couple before he loses Ohio State.
Lloyd Carr, Michigan, and Notre Dame.
USC whooped up on Michigan, dude. Whooped up. And I know there's a letdown by not playing the national game, but you know what?
No, USC is a great team,
dude. I'm telling you right now, if I was in Vegas after Michigan got whooped by the Trojan, I would have ran and put money on Florida because I think Florida might put a spanking on Ohio State.
I think Ohio State is – you know, Jim Tressel is like – I know Urban Meyer is 12-0 in big games, but Jim Tressel has never lost to Michigan. He never lost a Division II championship. He never lost a Division I AA championship. I will take the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I'm taking
and you can watch
Florida.
It Monday morning. Let's talk about Nick Saban going back to Alabama, try to revive, to dig up the Bear Bryant.
Yeah.
I mean,
how do you go from Miami to Alabama?
Yeah. Here's exactly how you go from that. He has no quarterback. His defense is old. He's never beaten Belichick. Mangini's going to start getting talent to come to New York. That is going to be in Buffalo. Who was the Miami always loses to Buffalo and Buffalo because they don't like playing in the cold. So he's going to be in fourth place every year when he can go. It's so easy in college at a football factory to win 10 games. Now he's going to have to beat Auburn in a couple bowl games. But he'll be God in Alabama where he'll never beat out Shula and he'll never beat out Marino to be God. And he's a freak.
Oh, I don't like how everybody's all mad at him because he bolted. It's like players do it. I mean, where is this? No other job in the world. Where is it? Like, if you're working at Taco Bell and McDonald's comes and offers you $5 more an hour, are you going to be loyal to Taco Bell? No, you're going to leave. Where's this?
Well, I read this article. I heard these guys talking about this Dan Le Batard of the Miami Herald, and they're like, he wrote this scathing article about Saban. So I looked it up, and he ripped into Saban, and right below that, the day before, he had an article about Lonzo Mourning and how he was like a gift to the team. And I'm like, how do you rip Saban? But then you talk about Mourning, who ditched two teams to try to play for a championship.
Wouldn't even
like,
go to
hypocrites.
It's justice that Lonzo Mourning is now playing with a team even worse than the Nets that he left.
Speaking of, he got his ring. He doesn't
care. I hope he's got a pawn that one day.
Speaking of leaving.
He's got all his money because he's got to pay child support
leaving,
to his eight children.
It's time for my weekly rant.
Oh. That might have been
as I typed. Ooh, oh, there you go. Sound effects from the producer.
Ooh. It's rain.
Let me give you some room.
There you go. There you go. There you go. All right. Speaking of coaches that leave town, Bill Cowher. Hi, Bill. If you want to leave for Carolina to enjoy country living as a country gentleman, then God bless you. If you want to go polish a ring and show it off every Sunday with people like Dan Marino and Boomer who don't have any, enjoy the shine. We'll see you in Canton. But if you're going for more money, it's stupid. Effing stupid. Where are you going to go play? You're going to go coach in North Carolina? You won't be as important as the guy who came in 10th place in NASCAR. You won't be as important as Dean Smith's second point guard. Dean Smith, Roy Williams, I'm sorry. Thinking about Dean Smith and Bobby Knight. What are you going to do? You're going to leave your young quarterback who's already won a Super Bowl. Ask Mike Holmgren what it was like to leave a good quarterback and go for more money. He still hasn't won a damn thing. Cowher, stay with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, it's like that's where you want to coach football. It's more important than air in Pittsburgh. The Steelers are in front of the newspaper, not the sports section. Stay in Pittsburgh, Cowher. If you want to retire, though, retire. We'll see you. I'd much rather hear you talk than Boomer Esiason, for God's sake. Now, my other Pittsburgh topic, since we can't talk about the playoffs, that's for sure, in Pittsburgh. Thanks, Bill, for phoning it in this year. Man, he did. He spent half the year in Carolina watching high school girls basketball. God, that must have been thrilling. Mario Lemieux, sign the goddamn contract. The governor, the mayor, everyone in Pittsburgh, the commission wants you to stay in Pittsburgh. Just stay in Pittsburgh. What's the extra money? You need more fermented grape bottles in your cellar? Give me a break. How much money do you need? Think about it. You want your legacy? Think about what you've done to give the Penguins a legacy. You've fought cancer, chronic back problems, an assault with a deadly weapon by Adam Graves. And more Chapter 11s in the Stephen King library, and you're going to leave to move to Kansas City for what? I mean, for more money? That's ludicrous. Where is he going to live? Vegas? Yeah, the Stanley Cup parade is going to go past the fake Eiffel Tower in Paris. You're going to move to Portland. You're going to hang your jersey next to Clyde Drexler's. Give me a break, Lemieux. Stay in Pittsburgh. Everybody else wants you to do that. I'm going to look at the thing and see if I forgot anything else. No. Let everybody in Pittsburgh talk about Crosby and Staal and Malkin and not whether you're going to move your arena because you're getting extra money. If you need extra money, get Cuban. Join in. I'm sure he'd want to fight Bettman. He's completely sick of fighting Stern all this time. It's getting old. It's like Tyson comebacks. We're all sick of it. Stay in Pittsburgh, Lemieux. Now, to conclude our sports section, we go to our resident goon expert, Earl Skanku, who has our goon of the week.
Well, this week, boys and girls, our goon of the week is none other than Mr. Donald Brashear. Born and raised in Bedford, Indiana, Mr. Brashear was signed as a free agent in 1992 by the Montreal Canadiens, where he led the AHL's Fredericton Canadiens in penalty minutes. He then went on to go to the Vancouver Canucks. And if you think a black guy playing hockey in Vancouver went over well, forget about it. Then Mr. Brashear went to the city of brotherly love, the Philadelphia Flyers, where he played very well until Marty McSorley popped him in the head. Hit his head on the ice.
He was in Vancouver when he got hit in the head.
Sure about that?
Yes.
He's the voice of PBS?
It's the truth.
I'm so excited that I get this segment that I may have been off a little on the facts.
Was he born in Bedford, Indiana?
Absolutely.
To a single mom.
Well, we're not so sure of that. There's not many blacks in Indiana.
Can you do this in Def Jam?
Absolutely.
I want to do this in Def Jam.
Yo, 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 yo. Well, he does have a white name, so everyone thinks he's white. Well, Shaquille Olakwande shows up to the rink. And then Mr. Brashear was suspended last week for sucker punching Aaron Ward after fighting Brendan Shanahan, who fought him because he beat up Colton Orr on the Rangers. So Mr. Brashear's working it quite nicely in this era of the NHL, which Gary Bettman has pussified into the no-hitting league. So that is my goon of the week, Donald Brashear.
So I feel like drinking tea and eating crumpets after that.
Brashear's a fraud.
Toughest guy in the league.
Oh, give me
Sorry
a break. Shanny stood up to him.
He got his ass kicked.
I hate Donald Brashear. I think Brashear's actually what's wrong with hockey.
Fight!
Just because the guy's black and plays hockey.
I think he has no skills. I like guys that can actually play hockey and not just skate around like baboons. I didn't mean that because he was black.
He's got three assists this year. Three assists.
So what? I can have an assist if I. He's probably like standing on the. He tapped the puck.
He's no worse than the white guy in the Lakers.
Who, Luke Walton?
Luke Walton's good.
I mean, the other guy, Schmreck, or whoever he is.
Schmreck.
He's like, all right. Hey, we'll be back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Thanks for watching us on YesSports.net. We'll be back with talking about James Brown and Saddam Hussein and somebody else who died, some president or something. I don't know. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody, we're the Regular Joes back here on YaSports.net and at Barney's Beanery. As always, Sam Tripoli, Rob Cardno, Big Earl Skankel. I am Joe Bartnick, and this is our segment where we talk about the world at large. Speaking of the world at large, it lost a great one this week, and I don't mean Gerald Ford. I mean James Brown, the godfather of soul. I don't know if I was watching some of the coverage of that. I think it was interesting, like his white wife was shook down by Al Sharpton and not allowed at the funeral. But the funniest thing to me was seeing Michael Jackson make out with his dead corpse, which I guess is better than a little kid's dead corpse. Did you see that, Sam?
No, I couldn't watch it. You know what I'm saying? My favorite thing of that whole wedding was a wedding or Sarah or death or whatever.
He's not Italian. It's not the same thing.
First of all, I don't know if James Brown's dead. That's either James Brown or his daughter is a man. That's all I got to say. Like, dancing horribly. All right? Like, that's a clown on bad acid right there. First of all, black don't crack. Are you talking about that James Brown is 70? The guy looked like 50. Is it? And my final thing is, like, I love how the empty seats in the back behind the coffin. Like, who gets tickets to the James Brown funeral and then doesn't show up? Are you scalping them outside and can't get face value? What's the story? Who decides traffic's bad and they don't want to go to the game? This isn't the Atlanta Hawks game where nobody goes. This is James Brown's funeral, dude. And you got front row seats and you don't even go? I would have paid big bucks.
I bet it was Clinton, but he's like, damn, Ford died. Yeah. He'd give up his seats.
I want to know how you get tickets. You have to, like, camp out 3 days before?
Yeah.
That's quite a show.
Did you notice he looked younger than Greg Oden in the box? And still so sweating, still sweating.
How's that corpse sweat? I don't even know.
It was the singer, the guy from The Temptations, singing and dancing above
human,
the thing.
Human.
Sweat was just flying.
I wonder if Michael Jackson borrowed his cheekbones. To get a little definition.
It was absolutely uncomfortable watching Jackson, I mean, make out with his dead corpse. I mean, he was down there for, I mean, like, forever. It was like, what the hell is he doing? You know? Like, almost like he wanted to tell somebody, just like, I did sleep with those kids. He couldn't wait to tell somebody, thinking maybe James was still alive.
Has some religious background, maybe Catholic.
Maybe Michael was trying to get some, like, not enough makeup on. He was trying to, like, smudge
rub him. A little black on him.
Yeah.
It's like he was trying to kiss. He was literally kissing up to the black
He's
community.
Trying to steal that soul.
Michael Jackson needs a counselor. And by counselor, I mean someone just to smack him when he does something stupid. Just a guy who's there to punch Michael when he's an a-hole.
His family's still back. I mean, they believe him. But his family still backs him. But I guess that's what you do.
Well, if you're paying the bills, of course they back you.
Whoa, didn't the old man knock him around a bit when he was a kid?
Yeah.
Because he should continue.
And he tried to bang
Janet?
Which one of them?
Well, he said...
I think it was Jermaine.
Well, he said that... Michael Jackson said that he got in the showbiz because of James Brown. And I'm thinking, didn't you get in the showbiz because, like, your 10 big brothers all force you because they needed a cute one?
Yeah. It should be called Jackson 5. It should be called Prison Rape.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what it means.
Just
but,
smile.
Yeah. Just smile. Okay, speaking of the other guy that died this week, Saddam Hussein, I saw the video and I thought, what happened? Did he say the N-word?
Yeah.
Because it was all fuzzy and everything. I'm like, what did this guy do?
I actually think Michael Richards tried to get into the James Brown funeral to apologize.
The N-word. It's a crazy thing. I'm not a racist.
I'm sorry. James Brown.
Can I get an amen?
He, like, trips coming in and he's wearing a wacky
hat. Boom, 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 boom.
Maybe those were his seats and he felt weird going.
Maybe he's a season ticket owner to funerals.
He's maybe got nothing else to do now.
The Iraqis should have taken a cue from Richards and had a pitchfork up Saddam's ass. You know, Richards was on to something. He was just a little missed.
That would have been great. Dunk.
I want to know what the
probably
what
prop James Brown right out.
And the phone they used to make I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The phone they used to take the picture?
Yeah.
Was that Sprint or Verizon? I mean, someone has good coverage.
Yeah.
Who in Iraq is like, well, like, I got five bars. I'm taking a picture.
They're in a cave in fucking Tehran. I said, fuck.
Oh, that's hysterical.
I got to use that in my act.
Yeah, definitely.
In Chicago, possibly.
Oh, that's so one guy. Do you know they arrested one guy who was associated with that hanging? And I know who the guy was. The one guy with no mask on. Like, what an idiot you are. You go to the hanging, you don't even wear a mask. Like, it's like a mask Mexican wrestling. You get your mask pulled off. That's disgraceful. You hang a dictator, dude. You better have like five or six. It better be like some bad Naked Gun thing where you just keep pulling off masks. They don't even know who it is.
He was trying to get laid. You know, he's bragging to some of the women. Like,
Confusion you must have had. We got the invitation mask involved.
It's like his MySpace photo is like.
It wasn't great. Dude. That'd been cool if they had cool masks like the Scream mask and all these different like the Simpsons masks. That would have been fun.
It would have been cool if all the dudes were wearing Saddam Hussein masks.
Oh, that would have been really
a scary thing for the Iraqis is like the white mask. You know, they just paint their face white, little mustache.
That is funny. We got to keep it rolling here because I'm laughing really hard. Speaking of people who should wear a mask, how about Britney Spears passing out on New Year's Eve? The big party. I guess Paris Hilton wasn't stuffing her with blow.
Oh,
she fell asleep at 1 o'clock.
She looks like Vince Neil now.
Dude, give the kids the K-Fed. That's all I can say with that. That's all that says to me. Give the kids the K-Fed. Give the kids up for adoption.
Give them
you know
to,
what? We're adopting so many. We're adopting so many foreign kids. Why don't we let some Africans adopt Britney Spears' kids? Let's do a reversal, man. You take the kids. Try it, Africa. Enjoy that for a little while.
You know what?
We're raising your freaking kids. You raise our kids for a little while.
They'll get some dance lessons.
Yeah, exactly. Come back. Come back with plates in their lips, neck up to here.
And they'll really be wiggers.
She'll actually be, they'll actually be like backup dance. They'll be perfect backup dancers.
Oh, 100%.
For Madonna. Yeah.
That's funny, dude.
Only if they're gay. For Madonna.
I don't even know. Tell. Truth or Dare, which I had to watch for Andy Dick.
I bet.
Why'd you have to watch it?
He wants his show, whatever, to be a rip-off of that because he has no talent of his own.
I feel like Madonna, did she not, like, she almost made Evian. Was that the video where she was, like, blowing an Evian bottle?
Dude, isn't there a picture in her book of her getting mounted by a dog?
I don't know, but there's a picture of her getting mounted by Vanilla Ice, which is almost as bad for publicity.
Yeah, that's definitely bestiality right there.
That was the coolest book ever, though. Yeah, I mean, think about how cool that Madonna's like number one. She does that. I mean, that's like today. I mean, Bush would turn purple if like Britney Spears came out. Here's a book of me naked and everyone I'm just nailing across Miami.
Gay black men.
Yeah.
Don't you think it could make that book cooler if it was a pop-up?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like her taking on like 9 dudes at one time.
They're like scratch and sniff.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, I don't even want to see that. That'd burn your nose off.
Well, it'd be like, you know, the fragrance things in magazines where you open up, you sort of peel off that
Calvin
layer and
Klein.
You got that Madonna stench after she's been in a room with a few black men.
Oh, uncomfortable. I love how the show goes. We get a big laugh and then we all just say, for 2 seconds. Seconds taking in what we just said.
No, it's funny. Well,
we
don't have Robin Quiver sitting here like making like with their dumb laugh for an extra.
You know he's cut it off. It's just like bars. Like
technical you could use difficulties. The emergency broadcasting signal right now.
No, we're doing good, man. Let's see what else we got. What else is on the noodle? Well, they're going to escalate the war. Whatever. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
How about this Kid Rock? Going to getting dumped by Pam, and then going in looking after Tommy Lee. Was he going after him in Vegas?
Yeah, and he knocked on the wrong door and scared the hell out of some family. and so what he did, he's knocking on the door, I'm gonna kick your ass, I'm gonna kill you. They open the door and it's like Kid Rock. He like signed a couple autographs and got out.
Does he have a shirt on and his hat? That's such a weird thing. Yeah. You gotta take your shirt off, then put your hat back on. Right? That's gotta be really weird.
Well, I think he can stretch his wife beater around his hat.
I love how disappointed he is that Pamela Aronson turns out not to be a good mom. Like that's why you're to raise your kids, right?
Yeah, someone whose lips are like bigger than a whale's.
Doesn't she look like Brett Michaels from Poison now?
No, she does. It's really weird. I mean, dude,
it's all come
that,
full circle.
Yeah,
I have
in literally that girl's vagina is like sticking your pecker in garbage.
I have never
garbage when disposal. She... it's not coming out looking the same, right? You guys, it's all shriveled. It's beat up.
It's like Uncle June getting his hand caught in the thing.
Is Carmen? What's her name? Carmen Electra. Is she still hot? One, two. Is she hot in those Taco Bell commercials?
She's all right.
Friends don't think she's hot anymore.
She's not as hot as since Prince tore her out.
Your friends. Well,
Prince tearing anyone? Because Prince is
he
like
tore her out.
5'4".
Prince tore out Abilonia, her, Sheena Easton.
They all find Jesus.
Is there evidence of sleeping with?
I'm
this
talking
guy?
When Prince was Prince. I'm not talking like now he's that? Like some symbol. And then Purple Rain, mother.
That was what 85.
Oh yeah, well that's when he's doing all these things.
This guy's a straight. Like it's like Clay. Like he's there's no way Prince is banging these women.
And I love. I feel so bad for the Southerners who like love Clay Aiken, but just refuse to see the sign that he loves man ass. It's like the greatest thing. Like
isn't Clay though? I mean, aren't his 15 seconds like just about up?
Rosie O'Donnell gets in the fight with who? That Kelly Ripa chick?
Donald Trump.
No. Well, this is the before that.
Oh.
Over Clay Aiken doing this. Like, would you want Clay Aiken touching your face?
Oh, that's right.
Like, really, you got problems.
Kelly Ripa said, I don't know where that hand's been. And then Rosie said, if it was a good-looking heterosexual man, you'd be all happy. No, that's
yeah, what, oh. I don't know where your hand has been, yeah. Clay Aiken. It's probably been on some dirty marine ass. You know what I'm saying, dude? You know it's been stuck up something nasty, dude. Would you want him touching
Ruben
you?
Stoddard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And in Kelly Ripa's defense, like, even Rose. Never mind. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into this Donald Trump, Rosie.
Yeah, now we're
Rosie's
ripping
nasty
on Rosie.
Hand, you know?
The thing I didn't like about Kid Rock, and I kind of like Kid Rock because I think he's cool. I think Pam Anderson was hot 30 years ago, but now I think she's just a rag. Really, I don't like the fakeness of
and
her.
And she's in Playboy again. Like, what haven't we seen? Show us. You better have a third tit, man, for us to be posing in Playboy again.
Well, that's, you know, I'm not going to rip on Playboy either right now. So I'm going to be on the radio show on Monday.
No, nobody's ripping on it.
I know, but we could. I don't know. Well, they can't find anyone else popular enough. Because most of the people who are famous now don't want to be naked. So they have to keep finding famous people. And she's like, yeah, I'll do it again.
Dude, this is a country full of hot chicks willing to take their clothes off for nothing.
You're right. But you're absolutely right. But how many magazines are you say hot chick from Iowa nobody knows? Not buying the magazine.
Especially you can get it for free.
Pam Anderson, take a look. But my thing with Tommy Lee or Kid Rock is he brought his bodyguards to go beat up Tommy Lee. What kind of man is that?
Yeah, well, what is that?
Hank Williams Jr. wouldn't be proud of that, dude.
Yeah.
I think Hank would go throw his own fist.
Just start swinging by yourself. Man up.
Well, I don't understand. This is maybe my little rant here I'm going to take. I don't understand why guys, it drives me nuts that guys let a woman get between them. You know what I mean? Like, why does Kid Rock care about Tommy Lee? They both banged her. Move on. You guys can sleep with anybody you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can go on Sunset Strip, and there will be 100 girls hotter than Pam willing to sleep with you. I don't understand guys beating. It's like black on black crime. You know what I mean? What are we doing to each other here, man? Why are you letting women... There's so many guys that succumb to the power of the pussy, you know what I mean? And they just will do anything. And it's like guys that will sleep with a guy's girlfriend, you know what I mean? Or guys that hit on my girlfriend when I go get her a drink at the bar, go to the bathroom. It's like, have some respect for your fellow man.
L.A.'s the worst about that, dude.
That's my rant. That's
there we go. L.A. is the worst about that. But that's because there's no... Because people who are married sleep with people. People who are divorced sleep with people. People who are famous sleep with everybody. It's like, there's no division of, like, everybody sleeping with everyone. So no one's like, she's with him. No, everyone's with everybody. Rick Fox is losing Vanessa Williams. And I was like, people don't care.
The problem with guys is that they keep holding on that the woman that they're married is wholesome. And there are some, like a buddy of mine just got married to a really nice girl. But 99% of the girls out there, if you're going to marry her, you have to understand she's been done by at least 10 dudes at one time. I mean, like, there is a good chance that she has been pig-humped hard. You know what I'm saying? To the point where, like, when she left the hotel room, those guys are like, can you believe we just did that to that chick? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you ever done something so dirty in the bedroom you realize you could never run for public office after? after. You're like, I just scragged this chick in the bathroom at Toys R Us. I'll never be mayor of Glendale. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you still could be if you're Armenian.
Oh, that's true. That is true, man. I never even thought about that.
Do they even have they don't have bathrooms at Toys R Us, do they?
Do they? I'm sure someone's got
there's gotta be a diaper tingle. Changing station somewhere.
I don't know, because you know, like you know, any kid area like Fun Zone or Chuck E. Cheese, you get wristbands. And your kid ain't allowed to go anywhere without you if you don't have... It's like when your kid's born in a hospital.
So, like, pedophiles can't go hang out in
exactly.
the bathrooms.
Ah. You can't go in without a kid, and you can't leave. A kid can't go out without being, like, it's the code.
See, what you got to do when you're a pedophile is go to Toys R Us and buy, like, video games and comic books and just, like, walk by every kid. And,
You just end up
Xbox
at the playground.
Xbox 360!
We just lost Minnesota.
No, you just end up at the playground.
But we gained Idaho.
And that's why I always go to the playground with my kid, and I go after. If I see a dude hang at the playground, I'll just go after him.
Really?
Yeah. I do. And it's been documented by the SFPD.
What are you doing?
I don't want to keep swearing on the show, but I'm just like, what the F are you doing here? Yeah. Get the F out of here. I'm going to start beating your effing brains in, and usually I bring my tire iron to the park.
You know what? There's no reason for grown men to ever be like associating with strange kids. Ever.
Never.
You know, I see like little girls that look like my niece, and I'm like, you know, it reminds me of my niece cute, but I'm not going to talk to them. That's just weird. Strange men should not talk to like other
people's
children.
So you're attracted by your niece? I'm sorry, I heard it. Anyone else hear that?
My niece, Ella, yeah, she's the best,
we
man.
We just lost the East Coast.
I'll bring a picture. I'll bring a picture of her in. She's cutie. She says my name, Uncle Rob.
She's
I don't
that
like
young?
Where, I don't like where this you're, conversation's
she's
going.
She's that young? Right. You're like, she says my name, Uncle Rob?
Oh, this is not going
Canada,
well.
We'll shag your
she's
kids.
Cute. Speaking of scandals, our fine Hollywood reporter, the man who has his ear on the street and on every whore in L.A.
Thank you.
Sam Tripoli.
Thank you, guys.
Now, here's your minute of...
Today we're going to talk about a very special story, a story of a man who saved a guy having an epileptic seizure in the New York subway, and this guy took care of him, right? Made sure he got through the seizure. The guy gets up at the end and falls into the track as a train's coming. Did you hear about this? The train's coming, so the guy jumps on the dude on the train tracks and holds him down as the train goes over them. Dude, there is a fine line between hero and retarded. And that man hit it. Dude, are you retarded?
They're dead?
No, they're both alive. It's like, was this guy watching Wild Wild West with Will Smith? I didn't even know you can go under a train like that. I thought you'd get hit, dude. If that guy would have fallen, I'm like, dude, get up, and that's it. It's over. You know, if you get hit, I'll be like, I'm measuring distance. You know what I'm saying? I saw that guy get hit from there, and now he's, oh my God, he's in New Jersey. That's how that would have gone. In front of his daughters. Like, how little do you care about your kids when you're jumping on the same some fat college kid who's having an epileptic seizure? I'm saying, listen, care about your friends, care about your fellow man, but hey, dude, when someone's time to go, it's time to go. Do you know what I'm saying? Fine line. That's my whole thing. There's a fine line between hero and retarded. And then, like, everybody's like thanking him, but he never wants to get the, like, every time they try to get close, they're always like, ugh. I know you're a hero, but you're a scary, tall, black man. Every guy makes this. I see him. They're like, okay, thank you. Don't touch me. You make me nervous. Thank you. So, has he gotten any free stuff either? Nobody's gotten any free stuff.
He should get like Jared on Subway because he was a Subway incident. He should be like
that,
Subway.
Yeah, get rid of that loser Jared and have this guy. Eat Subways and I'll jump on you. And then you'd have all these fat white chicks from the Midwest going to Subway because they get shagged by a hero black guy. Can we talk about that?
And hero sandwich Subway?
Oh,
holy
man!
Smokes.
Oh, wow.
This guy's tagging my stuff.
I would have had my cell phone out taking a picture.
Yeah, look at this, and then put it on YouTube.
Look at this idiot get hit by the train.
Straight to TMZ. Yeah.
This guy's dumb. Watch this.
All right, everybody. Well, at least this show wasn't a train wreck. Very well could have been.
Hey!
Yeah, wrapping it up, Betty. Wrapping it up, everybody. We are the regular Joes here at YaSports.net. For Sam, Rob, Earl, I'm Joe Bartnick. You guys have a lovely weekend. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.